Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird, is based on Russian folklore. Once upon a time, there was an evil demon known as Kashchei the Immortal, because no one could kill him. Kashchei's garden had a tree with golden apples, the favorite food of the magical firebird. One day, a prince named Ivan was out hunting the firebird and wandered into Kashchei's garden. When Prince Ivan caught the firebird, she begged him to let her go. In exchange for her freedom, the firebird gave Prince Ivan one of her magic feathers, which glowed like the sun. After the firebird flew off, 13 princesses, all of whom were under Kashchei's evil spell, came into his garden. When Prince Ivan saw those princesses, he fell in love with the last one, number 13, which turned out to be pretty unlucky for him. At dawn, the princesses had to go back into Kashchei's castle. Prince Ivan broke down the castle gates to follow them. Big mistake. Kashchei's demons, goblins, and two-headed servants cut off the prince's escape route, which meant that he was stuck in the castle with Kashchei's scaly-skinned wives, spider-bellied children, and, of course, with Kashchei himself. To punish the prince for breaking and entering, Kashchei decided to turn him to stone. Just as that was about to happen, the prince remembered that he had the firebird's magic feather. He pulled it out, and in flew the firebird. She led Kashchei and all his demons in a wild dance known as the Infernal Dance. After so much dancing, Kashchei and his followers fell asleep, exhausted. While they were snoozing, the firebird showed Prince Ivan a huge egg containing Kashchei's soul. Prince Ivan smashed the egg, killing Kashchei and freeing everyone who'd been under his spell, including Princess Number 13, who was now free to marry the prince. The firebird, of course, was also free and flew away, never to be seen again. If you saw Fantasia 2000, you probably recognize the music from The Firebird, especially the ending. I'm sure the people at Disney Studios decided to use the Firebird as the last piece in the movie because they thought it had the ultimate finale, the best musical finish they could find. That's the story of Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. Can you think of other pieces of music with fire in the title? If you can, send your answer to mail@classicsforkids.com and I'll send you a prize. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for more fiery music on Classics for Kids.